If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Thank you. And Joe Maxwell is back on the phone with me.
I am a farmer. I have an ag economics degree as well as a law degree.
Missouri, or Missouri, if you like, is where he farms, and he's also co-founder of Farm Action, a watchdog group that keeps an eye on the ag marketplace, sniffing out what may be corporate shenanigans. In this case, why egg prices are so doggone high. The number one reason?
The avian flu is real.
And the price of eggs should have gone up as a result, but
consumers should not be paying over 130% increase. It should be much less.
And Farm Action blames the big egg companies that control much of the market.
They have taken advantage of that to make excessive profits.
So, as Joe told us last Tuesday here on the Business of Food, Farm Action sent letters to the FTC and the DOJ asking for an investigation. What happened? After I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today, there's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDrivesChicago.com. Okay, Farm Action sent that letter to the DOJ asking for an investigation into why eggs are so expensive.
Calling on them to use their subpoena power, their investigative power.
And last Friday, the DOJ announced it will investigate whether egg producers have conspired to raise prices or hold back supply.
We are confident that the actions being taken by DOJ are a result of our analysis of this market. We applaud DOJ for taking a deep dive into these dominant firms and their pricing structure.
How long will that take?
It can take up to a year, but we trust that DOJ will be very diligent, like a dog with a bone.
And he says history has shown that companies under the federal microscope have lowered prices.
That is not an uncommon response, so that everybody kind of breathes a sigh of relief and goes away. And so we really hope DOJ and the people stay at it and get to the bottom of what is happening since the outbreak of the avian flu in 2022.
And maybe, thanks to a nudge from Farm Action, the DOJ's poking around will find something amiss and bring egg prices back to earth. On the food calendar, it's National Blueberry Popover Day and National Pack Your Lunch Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.